Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping on the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working in the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Captain, this is Covington. I've called several times before.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, Captain. I just wanted to point out something really, really important about the economy. Now, the coronavirus wasn't the culprit for, well, I mean, in large part it was, yes. But even before the coronavirus, we were experiencing trouble. And by that, I mean that we had collapsing durable goods orders. We had ballooning debt, household debt, corporate debt. We had national debt. Our national debt is a disgrace. Now, I'm an independent, but I think that both parties have stubbed their toe with this economy, because going all the way back to George Bush, I mean, we had, ever since the dot-com crash, we've had a series of economic stimulus packages that have been thrown forward by both not only Democrats but Republicans as well. I mean, from George Bush all the way up until Donald Trump. And one of the guys that really points this out eloquently is Glenn Beck and Michael Savage as well. They both talked about the fact. And just recently, Chad Benson said, what we need is a third party, a really strong, well-moneyed third party. Because, honestly, the two choices that we have, I'm not happy with them.
You know how long I've heard that about the third party?
Tell me.
Probably 50 years. Probably 50 years.
Well, what if a guy like the guy that heads the football team, the New England Patriots?
Robert Kraft.
Yeah, what if we got that guy to step forward, you know, step up to the plate with a third party.
Well, see, a lot of people thought the Libertarian Party, and I'm going to let you go here, Covington, because Kyle and I will talk about this. But a lot of people, thought the Libertarian Party, Kyle, was going to be the big answer, wherewithal to everything. And of course, at one time it could have been, but the Libertarians kind of got stuck on stupid with some of these candidates they brought forth. And probably the best presidential ticket they had was when they had Bob Barr running for president. And who was the vice president at that time, Kyle?
Who was that?
Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right. Libertarian Party.
Yeah. And that was back, I believe it was back in 2000 or 2004, don't remember which, but that was probably the best presidential ticket they had, but they weren't able to gather the votes that you would have thought of. Now, the person that was the most successful as a third-party candidate was who?
Well, Ross Perot.
Thank you. He got the most votes of anybody ever as a third-party candidate. I can still remember him with those graphs and standing up there going, you'll alert with Larry King. Well, Larry, let me tell you, Larry, look over here, Larry. I'm going to point you over here to the toll there. Look at this, Larry. You know, he was so sharp. He was so ahead of a time. But I'll be honest with you. I voted for the guy. Mm-hmm. I voted for Ross Perot. I thought he was better suited than either George H.W. or Bill Clinton.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Ross Perot, Captain, because he kind of set the stage for the idea, the notion of a Donald Trump, a businessman coming in with fresh eyes, somebody different, somebody outside of the normal sort of mill that produces politicians.
Yep. And I'm hearing things, and I've heard this for about a good 7 or 8 months right now. I'm hearing that if for some reason Donald Trump does not get elected president, that it would not be without the, because see the Trump folks are trying to the rhinos and the establishment Republicans and all that. You know, you keep hearing, well, we need to take our party back, or we need to this, or we need to that, and all that stuff. Okay, well, fine. If they do that, let me tell you something. The Trumpsters will go over and start their own party, and you might see something called the Trump Party or the Make America Great Again Party or something like that. You might see that.
Yeah, it's very, very possible. And, of course, over on the Democrat side, Captain, nobody's forming officially. I mean, there are the socialist parties, but
we got to go there.
Yeah, but they have decided to try to infiltrate and take over the Democrat Party as socialists.
Yeah. Listen to this. Nancy Pelosi yesterday implied, well, I'll still remain the most powerful woman in U.S. politics, even if Kamala Harris is elected vice president, because I'm the Speaker of the House. And you know something? She's right.
Well, she would
be. The Speaker of the House carries more clout than the vice president.
Well, yes, but there would be a lot of people trying to get in good graces of Kamala Harris, thinking she might be president within a couple of years.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and I forgot to tell you because we got tied up here with the call, but that's okay. We're going to talk about AOC and where she fits into the mix, because she and the squad, believe it or not, like it or not, are the future of the Democratic Party.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get over to Kyle Warren, I got to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they will handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans. And Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required in the state of Florida. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, over to Melbourne and Daytona Beach and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. So premium quality windshields and $100 cash back are yours when you mention the Captain. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always remember to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on key there. Okay. All right. getting back to what we were starting with, AOC is back in the news again. She has rankled Nancy Pelosi because Nancy Pelosi has come out for the Massachusetts Senate seat currently held by Senator Ed Markey and endorsed Congressman Joe Kennedy over Ed Markey. And AOC came out and said, no, I'm endorsing Senator Ed Markey for reelection.
Yes.
And this is a primary that takes place, by the way, September 1st in Massachusetts.
Well, that's right. Well, again, AOC or AOC, is definitely, you know, riding high right now, even though they only gave her a minute. And the reason behind that, I think, is to try to minimize the perceptions right now in terms of just how far left people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez really are. But this is only the first of many splits, I think, that you'll see. AOC and her ilk, the Democrat socialists, as it were, and the so-called establishment like Nancy Pelosi and the others. In fact, they have absolute plans, Captain, to start primarying and, you know, as we go forward, no matter who wins, even if Biden wins, they still have in their plan, their playbook, basically, to start primarying other elected Democrats to try to replace them with people that think more like
them. Well, they already have, and they've already won two or three seats around the country with the people that they've supported. But here's another one. Wait till you hear this one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders is unhappy that Republicans got more love at the convention than the progressives did at the DNC. And he's upset about that. And AOC took a swipe at a Biden advisor who said the deficits would limit how the administration was going to spend their money. Really? She doesn't like that.
No, well, not at all. And again, see, this is the thing. This is why Joe Biden has tried to latch on to some of these things about Donald Trump or the successes that Donald Trump has had. And this is one of the reasons why they want to appear more Republican. And look, we've got John Kasich, and we've got Colin Powell, and we've got others. And so I'm not surprised at all that Bernie Sanders is rankled by this as well, because they want to be out there with a bullhorn fomenting the socialist revolution, not coddling other Republicans, basically.
Well, platforms are what they are when you have conventions and political parties. And the one thing that Donald Trump did with the platform that he had put in place when he became the nominee in 2016 is he set out to do what he set out to do and accomplished almost all of it. That's number one. Number two, the Democrats have got a platform that there's no way in God's green acre they're going to be able to get stuff through unless they actively control the veto power, and control the overall majority of both the House and the Senate. They got to take control of the Senate in order to be able to do the things they've got in their platform. Otherwise, it won't happen. And we can't let that happen because they're going to, you talk about being worried about deficits, man, you put them in charge, they're going to absolutely, I guarantee the deficit will double.
Well, sure. And of course, also, well, I guess they're only going to tax the rich people or something like that.
Sure they are.
But it turns out if
you believe that, I got a bridge, I'll say, that goes over the Oneida River in Cleveland.
Right. Well, as you know, Captain, it'll turn out that if you have any income at all, they'll consider you rich and they'll start taxing you.
And what's the one thing they would like to do to help try to balance the provide for their payments for health care and this, that, and the other? What would they like to do with the 401k plans?
What was that?
Take control of them.
Well, of course, yeah. We'll take control.
Make it into a government pension.
Mm-hmm.
Because Social Security for the folks under 55, a few years from now, not very far down the road, there isn't going to be any Social Security because the money just isn't there.
Well, you know, Captain, this kind of goes hand in hand with the idea, taking away your 401k, basically, how about taking away your private health care plan?
Mm-hmm.
Because only a government plan would be best for everybody of a thing. And these things, this is all for real.
And this is where this guaranteed annual income stuff is coming in, because they know what's coming down the road.
Yeah, well, precisely. And unfortunately, their entire schematic basically just takes away the opportunity that Americans have to be successful.
Now, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, is going to take back the COVID-19 data reporting with a brand new system they've got. If you remember right, it was taken away from them because they had a lot of numbers that weren't accurate and they weren't able to get accurate numbers. Now they have a new system, so supposedly everything's fixed. Can't wait to see how that works out.
Right. Well, no kidding. I mean, everything's in flux while we're heading up to November the 3rd. That's, I think, a huge factor bearing on all this.
And I don't know if you heard this, Kyle, or folks out there, 73 ex-GOP national security officials now back Joe Biden before he gave his speech. They came out and they signed all their names to a piece of paper, and they backed Joe Biden for president.
Well, this is all part of that whole thing of
the swamp.
Yeah, that's right. The swamp, you know, President Trump doesn't know what he's doing in the international. What did John Kerry say? He said that it's always a blooper reel when Trump goes overseas.
Yeah, but John Kerry said something else. You want to talk about a lie? Here we go. We put together a 68-nation team, and we got rid of ISIS. No, you didn't.
Right.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it was Trump who got rid of ISIS.
That's right.
Yeah. And but again, it's this. It's the way that it goes, and it sounds very ominous, or it sounds very, has a lot of weight to it. You know, 72 GOP officials, they all signed the same letter, and it goes on, and Biden is the only one who has the temperament to lead our nation, this kind of thing. But in reality, President Trump just turned in the first peace deal in the Middle East in 25 years.
That's right.
President Trump is standing up against China. And the trade, the horrible trade situation that we had with China. President Trump is the only one who can sit there in a room with a world leader and basically say, hey, well, this is what we want. This is what we need to get. We want to make everybody can go away happy, but we need to put America first.
And
he's the only one.
Yeah. And the United Arab Emirates and Israel right now are putting together a defensive plan and strategy to take on Iran in the case that Iran tries to go after Syria.
Yeah, see, this is huge. This is where we get real results. Otherwise, standard issue from both sides of the aisle, standard issue politicking just kicks the can down the road. And yes, maybe at their campaign slogans later on or something, hey, we're still going to fix this, don't worry. But President Trump, he's of the mind that why can't we just fix it? That's his thing.
Yeah, by the way, there's a lot of people saying that the Biden stuff is over, that he's going to be out and about traveling around now because the DNC is over, and now it's time for Joe to get out and get around the country and make his case.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. You know, I was watching cars, pulling out of the Chase Center or something there in Delaware. And I'm thinking, is Joe just going to go back to the basement, or are they going to go out and across the country?
But did you see the cars? They were all social distanced from each other.
They were all socially distanced.
So if that parking lot would have held 500 cars, there might have been 150 in there, period.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, again, things look bigger on TV. That they know that. And it wasn't. It just wasn't the kind of thing. That, it didn't feel like a kickoff to a grand journey to the White House. It felt like, well, we have to have a convention because we sort of have to have a candidate. And you know, and I'm really concerned, Captain. They keep talking about how people have to go vote, or they have to plan to vote, or they have to help somebody vote, or get help to vote themselves, and all these things. And it's like, I think they're pretty worried that people just aren't going to vote for them. That's the message I'm getting from that.
Yeah, and you're going to stick around during the next segment here because we've got a lot of things to talk about. Let's see here. We got a couple comments. We'll mention them when we come back.
Sure.
So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren's going to stick around. We got plenty to talk about here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, assuming the mantle of a party standard bearer more than 30 years after his first presidential run.
It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
Biden's speech in Delaware came on the fourth and last day of the Democratic National Convention that was unlike any party gathering in history. Forced to scrap in-person events amid the coronavirus pandemic, the convention was carried out virtually with a slew of speeches and performances over the course of the nights. The Republican National Convention is next week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. You know, that's Pete and Seth Talbot. You've heard me talk about them before because I take their product, and I have for about 4 years. And if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, which is the problem I have, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your everyday activities, then how about trying the all-natural, 100% drug-free Relief Factor? Now, they have the three-week quick start, and Relief Factor has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. Now, that supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort, and it'll support healthy joints and muscles, too. It works for me. It'll work for you. And the way you get it is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, you'll see a little two-minute tutorial from Pete and Seth. Tells you all about the product, what's in it, how it works, and how you order it. And then you just go and order the three-week quick start for $19.95. That's what it costs to get started, and away you go. And you'll find out what I already know. And that is, if you're in pain, you'll get rid of it. And people have used this for all different types of pain, and it's worked. It's worked. So give it a shot, and you'll know what we know. That is that it's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, and thanks for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, the president has reaffirmed his plan to withdraw all U.S. troops from Iraq. This is big.
Well, it certainly is. And this is one of the things that has been a hallmark of candidate Trump and certainly President Trump. And trying to bring to an end our involvement there. But it's interesting, Captain, because I think you have forces in the Democrat Party even who would like to see things like this get ramped up for some reason. And so it was quite interesting over this last week, even at the DNC.
Yeah, and that's true. And the other thing is we're hearing about the Taliban, and we're hearing about the Iranian presence. And by the way, they keep talking about, and I heard the Democrats say this, the Russians were paying money to have ISIS and Al-Qaeda go after the American troops in Iraq. No, that wasn't the story. The story was Iran was paying money to the Taliban, bounties, if you will. That was the story. Somebody twisted this up and threw the Russians in there when it was actually Iran.
Right, right. Well, exactly. And of course, what they were trying to do, they were trying to get something that, well, this was in the daily briefing, and this, and Trump has been ignoring it, and therefore he's not really on the side of the troops, and or all these kinds of things. It's been such an odyssey of every little thing that they can try to either contrive or do whatever in order to try to sully the president.
Now, the feds are looking to reinstate the death sentence against the Boston bomber through court action, which they're in the courts right now trying to get that done. I believe today is the deadline for that.
I believe so. Attorney General Barr is saying they're going to do whatever is necessary. They're going to take it up to the Supreme Court, and he says they will pursue the death penalty there as well.
Yeah, because the federal judge in Boston threw the death sentence out and said nope, can't kill him. You got to hold him for life or something along those lines.
Well, you know, and again, I remember that day very well, and I mean, this was a absolutely planned event.
Yeah, and the first person to die was that little boy.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and it's meticulous in order to set up those pressure cookers as bombs and so forth. I mean, if this isn't a case for the death penalty, I don't know what is.
Right. Now, the Democratic ticket, and many people were talking about this yesterday in Pennsylvania because it was brought up by not only the president but some other people. Fracking is a very big industry in the western part of Pennsylvania for oil. There's about 200,000 or 300,000 people in southeastern Ohio and southwestern Pennsylvania and parts of West Virginia in there that work in the fracking industry and make really good money. And if they, the Democrats have their way and they get rid of fracking, which is one of the stated policies in their points, platform, then the Democrats will lose Pennsylvania. That's what was pretty much agreed upon yesterday, because they're not going to put up with that in Pennsylvania. They're just not going to put up with that.
Well, exactly. I mean, we recall, you know, Hillary Clinton saying, well, of course I'm going to get rid of your coal mining jobs, or this kind of thing. I mean,
we're going to train you to be butchers and candlestick maker or whatever. You know?
Yeah. Well, now some will say, well, Biden might be a little bit, he's not for all fracking, to ban all fracking. But just last September, Captain, then candidate Kamala Harris in the presidential primaries said, there's no question, I am in favor of banning fracking, she said on a CNN town hall event. And so that's the president in waiting that everybody's calling her. So, again, the Biden ticket has a very strong connection to the idea of banning all fracking, no matter what.
Now, a judge ordered a new election in New Jersey over the voter fraud charges. Remember the three guys that were charged with voter fraud?
Right, right.
Because of the mail-in ballots and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that going?
Well, I mean, can you imagine to actually order a new election? I mean, and this is because of the fraud that went on, as you mentioned, and certainly extrapolating out, knowing the kind of fraud that's going to be perpetrated in the presidential election, that would be unprecedented for our nation. But certainly, I mean, obviously, we've got, you know, if our democracy and even in this smaller election is attacked, then they're trying to do anything they can to put it right, it looks like.
Now, a lot of police officers are retiring right now in some of the blue states and the blue cities where the police departments are being, quote, defunded or being disbanded, as the case may be. And yesterday, the chief of police in Houston, Texas, came out and invited every police officer from defunded departments across the country to come and serve in his police department.
That is really something. And, you know, what our hope is, of course, is that these different cities are going to come to their senses and realize that police are there for a reason. People who become police officers primarily want to do good in the community. All these different things that we know about about the people who put on a badge and go out and protect us. But what could be the ultimate case of this, and this would be, of course, an extreme idea, would be that eventually it's going to be our cities have police. And where do you think the people are going to want to live? In the cities that have no police or cities that actually have a good functioning police department? People will vote with their feet. You'll be surprised.
Well, the other thing is that when it comes to the blue cities and the blue states, if you don't have ample police protection and fire protection and EMS protection and all that sort of stuff, cities can lose their charters over that.
They can lose their charters, and businesses will leave. I mean, look what's happening in Portland right now.
Yeah, and the other little thing is insurance, okay?
Yeah.
The insurance will go through the roof.
That's absolutely right. If you could get insurance at all
in
some of these cases, then that's right.
Yeah, they're talking about liability insurance in some cases. They'd be lucky to be able to get a horseshoe policy.
Right, or anything at all, because if you know that, you know, the area is going to be prone to, riots on a regular basis, no, of course you wouldn't write a policy there.
All right, now finally, before we have to go to break and get the Trucker Sidewind Buy Report back in the mix here, Kim Jong-un has warned everybody about his economy, and he's promoting his sister and talking about, in signs of crisis, we will rise to the occasion. What kind of crisis is he talking about?
Well, that's a good question. I think they're having one of the worst economic contractions that they've had in a very, very long time. I think they're battling coronavirus. We don't know all the facts about that, but that's just my suspicion that it's really bad in North Korea. He's trying to put her primarily in charge of relations with the U.S. or dealing with the U.S. On a regular basis. But a lot of the South Korean watchers that watch North Korea still believe that Kim Jong-un is still completely in power, that it hasn't diminished his power, but that he is making these delegations right now.
Well, she happens to be ruthless, and here comes the music, so hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren. We're going to wrap things up with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then, of course, Denise Simon will be in after that. So we shall return, let you know what's going on out there. And by the way, if you're out there in California, the smoke, the fires, and in the Gulf states, got to pay attention to the weather, because we've got not one, but two depressions that could both be hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time by Monday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And it's a little bit early for her. About an hour from now, she'll be up and about, and we'll say howdy, howdy to her so she can listen to us, because she'll be in the horse barn in the stables that she runs up there, D&D Ranch. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You want to pull in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch and you heard us talk about the Flying J, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, as well as, if you're a member of the Drivers Club, and you should be, you'd have one of those nice mugs, those thermal mugs, and you'd be able to get a hot or a cold drink out of the deal. So there you go. Now, we are going to get started. So, take it away, Dave Dudley.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a like a some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, that's Dave Dudley, and that's an oldie but goodie. The truckers out there, a lot of you remember that one, especially the older truckers. 6 days on the road, am I gonna make it home tonight? Well, okay, let's go on over here. I'm gonna read the weather statement on the map here, and then I'll turn it over to Kyle. Now, another Pacific front will produce gusty winds and elevated fire weather threats across the interior, northwest, and portions of the Great Basin. Meanwhile, critical fire weather continues, weather conditions continue for portions of Wyoming, and Tropical Depression number 13 is forecast to become a tropical storm later today prior to passing near Puerto Rico and the United States Virgin Islands, where you folks are listening to us on AM 1000 right now, late Friday and Saturday. Now, it'll bring heavy rain, flash flooding, and mudslides possible through those areas. But let me just point out to you, this storm is more than likely going to become a hurricane and be in the Gulf. By Monday, it will be just off the coast of Florida, making the turn, and it's supposed to make a right turn and go up the coastline of Florida up into the panhandle, possibly anywhere from Destin over to Mobile, Alabama. But we will be on the right side of it here in Tampa, as well as Fort Myers and Sarasota and Naples, and that's not really the place you want to be in a hurricane. This could be a Category 1 hurricane. I don't think it will get any stronger than that. It's possible it could, but I don't think so. And then the other depression, Tropical Depression number 14, is going to come across the Yucatan Peninsula and head towards Texas or western Louisiana, and that also could be a hurricane come Monday. Okay, Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on out in California.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, in California right now, of course, we've got several fires that have been burning, raging fires up in Northern California. Right now, there are 23 major fires or complexes, as they call them, across California. And we've had some almost 11,000 lightning strikes in the last 24 hours or so. So that has been sparking different fires. 62,000 people that we know of right now have been evacuated in different areas in Northern California. 100,000 more are waiting for evacuation orders. They're under a warning. And we're looking at literally just hundreds of thousands of acres that are burning. They're expanding, very little containment, gusty winds, high heat conditions in some of these different areas where you have these different fires. One of them, for example, the LNU Lighting Complex fire, that's up in Napa County. We have five people, at least that we know of, that have perished in these fires. We have three civilians, Captain. This is the very sad. Evidently, in Napa County, three people were found in a residence, but they're not sure if they were related at all. So it may be one of those situations where they couldn't get out of the fire area, basically.
Now, the other thing is a lot of people have been evacuated up here in Northern California. What's the status there?
Well, again, yes, we're looking at approximately 62,000 people that have been evacuated. Almost 100,000 are under a warning to evacuate. Again, as these fires rage through, in different areas, we have 130,000 acres to 215,000 acres destroyed. Just a massive, massive amount of fire, but also it's creating a massive amount of smoke, Captain, and that smoke is going up through the Yosemite Valley, as a matter of fact. It's going up through Reno, Carson City. If you're on 395 north of Reno or south of Reno, you're in a dense smoke advisory all through the upper half of the state of Nevada, dense smoke, and that goes all the way over to Idaho, Captain, where they have their own fires burning, Rock Springs Fire, Black Pine Fire. That would be along Highway 84, mm-hmm. just north of the Utah border.
Alrighty.
You're going to have those air quality alerts.
And tell us how to hear your show.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will be talking to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and thank you very much, Kyle, for coming on. Now, Denise Simon will be calling in here in just a second, and we're going to be talking at length after the top of the hour about Steve Bannon and what's happened there. But the way I'm going to start with Denise is we're going to talk a little bit about the Democratic National Convention and just kind of get into that in terms of where we go now. Will Joe submerge from the basement and be forced to be out in the street? You would think he would have to now, that he'll have to get out and tour around the countryside, that you can't just sit there. It's very obvious what you're doing. So we'll see where we go with all of this. And don't forget, the Captain's America Third Watch, what we do here on the program, it's all about you. It's all about we the people, you, because we are the people that elect those that represent us. And make no mistake about it, the people that we represent happen to be it's kind of difficult, if you will, with everything that's transpiring. So there you go. And Denise just texted me. Okay, so there you go. All right. I think this is her right here. Okay, let's bring her in here. All right. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to talk about Steve Bannon and company on the other side of the break, but leading up to there, what I wanted to go right now was we got about a minute, maybe a minute 30 here. The Democratic National Convention wrapped up last night. Joe Biden got up there, did a speech and all that sort of stuff. But is he going to be out on the road now? Was that his coming out party, so to speak?
You know, I actually was discussing that with somebody last night. I don't think that he's actually going to be out on the road anytime soon. It seems to me that he's going to kind of go back into, you know, hiding for probably a week or so, if not more, certainly waiting until after the Republican convention. So I don't think he's going to necessarily do, they're going to sit back. They're going to see what the polls do because they always kind of get a bump after something like this. And then they're just kind of let those polls, whatever happens to them, sit there for a while. And
well,
they're going to wait until after the RNC to see what they're
doing. I would be shocked. I would be shocked if they get a bump from one of the most boring conventions I ever saw. You know what the most exciting thing was about the convention?
I give up.
The fireworks last night at the end of it.
Yeah, that was good.
That was it. I mean, I can't think of anything else that was worth even watching. I mean, it really wasn't. Biden's speech was exactly what you thought it was going to be. It was off a teleprompter. He was focused in. He was paying very close attention. You could see him just concentrated on that teleprompter. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news, we're going to tell you all about an article that Denise wrote, the details regarding the arrest of Steve Bannon. And this is not good, folks. This is just not good. And there's a veteran involved in this, too. My God. We build the wall. And we'll be back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.